This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Very serious tone today. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. That's provided by Global Store. If it sounds like I'm out of breath, I am. And, oh, by the way, Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Class, it's just me today. And I'm frosted. I'm livid, I'm angry, I'm disappointed by the people whom I thought were my friends. They've let me down. They've misrepresented who they are. I'm not talking about all of them, but a percentage that just is unacceptable. During this corona panic, we're finding out who our friends are and who they're not. And my circle has gotten really small. And that's a good thing. Because I used to have to carry these other people. I don't have to carry them anymore. The information that you're getting from some broadcasters is absolutely wrong, in my opinion. Absolutely wrong. And if you follow them, and if you waste your time listening to their theories about who done it, you will be in worse shape. I'm hoarse. My voice is shot. I've been talking to people for days nonstop. I mean, every minute I have that I'm not preparing, I'm talking to people. Some get it, but not many. I'm trying to wake up the dead. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. And I'm at my wit's ends. And so, even my own family. And I'm not talking about people at the farm. I'm talking about blood relatives. I can't wake them up. The reason that we had the Get Prepared Expos was because I wanted to wake up my family. My extended family. You know. Those who you don't see very often. Those who you used to see at, you know, family picnics in the summer. I used to call them barbecues now. I don't see them anymore. I tried to wake them up. And they wouldn't pay attention to me, so I thought, all right, I'll just have an event and we'll bring some experts, people who come from all over the country. Maybe they'll believe them. Well, none of my family showed up. None of my family listens to the broadcast. You've got more important things to do. I have no idea what that is. So, the reason I'm on the radio was because in order to promote the expo, I had to have some kind of advertising. And I talked to radio stations about how to advertise, and they said, you need your own show. That's how that happened. It was all to teach my blood relatives how this goes. But they're not interested, and I can't help them. It's too late. There's nothing I can do to help them. And even if they were to find out where we are, I can't help them. We don't have enough pillows, blankets, toothbrushes, toothpaste, baking soda, salt. We don't have enough. We haven't prepared for everybody. We can't. We're farmers. Farmers are broke. So, here we are. Today's broadcast is just me. I don't have to bite my tongue because of someone else on the air with me. I can say what I want. I can say it the way I want. And I've got to tell you, the longer I've been broadcasting, the more I disagree with people who are on the air, including here. And my policy has been to let the instructor have their say. And it's painful sometimes because I think they're flat out wrong. So today it's just me, and I've decided I will not have any other instructors on. And I'll just tell you what I think. And that's where we are today. So, unless you have an all-points bulletin, something absolutely important that you have to say, something that is factual, that you feel you need to share with the class, you may call. And I'll take your call. Otherwise, but if it's just you feel, you think, you know, today's not the day for that. If you call, it's 866-582-9933. Let the phone ring. Our engineer is really busy. Jason is really busy. He will answer the phone. But that would be for something like, here's what's happened, here's what you saw. You'd have to say it quickly and succinctly, and it has to be absolutely factual. No, I think, or this might be, only for facts. Okay, so here's what we know. This is going to be a very disturbing broadcast, and if you've got a light stomach, now you need to go someplace else. Some of this information comes from thedailymail.com. Some of it comes from Zero Hedge and other sources. Italy is now under lockdown, martial law. The military is in place on the streets. In the United States, people are on lockdown. They're called self-quarantine, and they've been told to work from home. The Internet has already experienced a slowdown. In Europe, Netflix is slowing down 25%. They're throttling back. At the same time, your Internet providers that charge you by the bit have decided they're going to remove the throttle back. You know, they could have given you greater bandwidth, you know, as you get toward the end of your purchased allotment of bandwidth. They are now turning on the spigot full volume. So they've been cheating you all along, but now they've decided that since the Internet's slowing down, that you can have full bandwidth, you know, what you pay for already. You know, what they change the terms and conditions to, yeah, unlimited. But, you know, if you use too much, we don't think we like that, and they slow you down. I've measured the Internet bandwidth here at the farm. And with people being told to work from home, my number is down 25%. That's the bandwidth reduction that I've seen because more people are using the Internet. And what are they using it for? Well, obviously. Obviously, they're watching movies and playing games. Literally. The California governor issued a statewide stay-at-home order. And he warned that 56% of the residents of California will be infected. At least four U.S. senators unloaded their stock after classified briefings in January. If we have time, I'll mention who these parasites are. Literally, they knew there was going to be a meltdown. Literally, they knew there was going to be a collapse. And what did they do? They didn't tell you. They dumped their stock and shut their mouths. These are the people who tell you we're fighting for you. These are the parasites of society. And what should happen to them? Well, they should be arrested for insider trading. They should be arrested for treason. Then they should be tried, convicted, drawn, and quartered. That's my opinion. Class, this is a Corona panic reality check. When I say Corona panic, that is my term. You might hear it more and more. You might hear the word panic more and more. We've been saying it for a long time. I suggest you put down any distractions, sit upright in your seats, pay attention, take notes, and then meet with your family and discuss these topics and act immediately. Monday may be too late. I'm going to give you a series of thoughts that I've put together that just tell you how real this is. Okay, New York Post. A New Jersey family has already been ravaged by the coronavirus and has lost a fourth member to the deadly disease, according to a report on Thursday. And Mr. Fusco died at a medical center in Freehold. A cousin and Fusco family lawyer told NewJersey.com. So Fusco was among four siblings being treated for the disease at the hospital where his mom, Grace Fusco, died Wednesday night. Another of Grace's 11 offspring, Carmine, died earlier Wednesday in Pennsylvania following last week's death of his sister. 19 spouses and children who were in contact with the sickened family members since March 10th, that's not too long ago, right, were tested for coronavirus and quarantined in the homes. Three of the family members had died as of yesterday, and now there are four dead. So when somebody says to you that the coronavirus is a hoax, lie, fraud, how do you respond to that, what I just told you? And a radio talk show host who says this is just like the flu, just like the common cold, they say that the coronavirus is a hoax. Talk shows and talk show hosts that air that, in my opinion, are irresponsible. I've mentioned that before that the GDP will get us killed. Here's an example. In California, San Rafael, there's an article, KPIX, Channel 5, television. Amid the coronavirus scare, sterilizing cleaning wipes are flying off the store shelves. Unfortunately, many of those wipes are ending up in the sewer system. A lot of people are using increasing numbers of those wipes to keep things clean out of coronavirus concerns. Workers at sanitation and sewage districts across the California Bay Area want to stop people from using wipes because they're clogging up the pipes. So here's what happens. We mentioned this weeks ago that if a person throws these type of wipes, these are synthetic fabric, they do not decompose, like maybe cotton, wood. What happens is these pipes clean up, clog up the screens. These screens take out the big chunks of things that float down the sewer system. You flush whatever it is down the toilet, liquid, solids, and people flush rags, tampons, and you name it down there. They clog up these screens. And then when the screens get clogged, they restrict the flow of sewage. Then the sewage pipes back up. And then you have raw sewage on the streets. So people are panicking, and they should, because this is the real deal, but they're doing stupid things. Now, the sewage systems are backing up all over the country. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class, it's just me, so... Who are these senators who have sold out America? Who are these traitors? Who are these people who knew that the Corona panic was coming and did not warn you? Who are they? Well, there's Senator Kelly Loeffler, Senator Jim Inhofe, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and Senator Richard Burr. Now, Burr is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. These people all knew what was coming, and they sold their shares of securities because they knew that the market was going to collapse. By the way, it is. It is collapsing. And some reports say that the market for securities has dropped 50% from its median. Okay, so back to the concern about these wipes. They do not decompose. Because they don't decompose, they stay in the sewer system and they plug up these great big screens. Now, to fix that, men have to go down into the sewer system with tools, hand tools. And think of it like hose and rakes and grappling hooks and things like that. And they put wading boots on, they put respirators on. They are swimming in sewage, literally. And they have to pick out this glop and pull it out of the sewer system. And that's because the generally dumb public is using hand wipes and flushing them down the toilet. Now, explain to me how it's possible for people to not realize that flushing this thing down the toilet is, how is it possible that they think that's a good idea? Does that mean that there's no trash receptacle near them? Obviously. Obviously, they're morons. And they are the GDP, and they're the ones who are going to get us killed. Now, the bottom line for this is that the marketeers say that these are flushable. And actually, they are. You can flush them. But that's like saying that marbles are edible. So, if a person flushes these wipes, disinfecting wipes, down the sewer system, it will clog it. And if you eat marbles, you'll die. But, yep, marbles are edible, but they'll kill you. So don't do that. And these wipes, these disinfecting wipes, will clog the sewer system. And if you feel you have a septic system, you don't have to worry about it, it'll clog the septic system. And not only that, what happens is these things are so strong, they clog the pumps that clean out the sewer system and clean out your septic system. So if you have some guest come to your house and they flush, feminine products down your toilet, or these wipes, and they don't tell you, eventually it will damage your septic system. That's what I mean by the GDP. They're going to get us indirectly killed by the stupidity of their actions, their ignorance. Here's a story from the New York Post. Now, Kevin Harris is 55 years old, and you've been told that, you know, if you're in reasonably good health, if you're young, you know, you're going to survive this. It's just old people that die. Well, and what's so bad about it? You know, people are saying it's like the flu. It's, you know, people die of the flu. It's just like a common cold. Well, here's the real story. So Kevin Harris is 55. He's currently at Mercy Health, St. Joseph Warren Hospital. And it started out as a tickle in his throat before bed, and by the next morning it felt like the worst flu ever. And by the time Kevin Harris was admitted to the hospital in Ohio, 5 days later, he thought he was suffocating. The doctors at St. Joseph Hospital in Warren were certain that Harris, who's 55 years old, had pneumonia. But 3 days later, he got the real diagnosis, coronavirus. One of the doctors had tears in his eyes when Harris asked if he would live. Another doctor just shrugged and mumbled, "I don't know." I'll tell you the rest of the story when we get back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration still pressing lawmakers to agree to a huge economic stimulus package to help American workers and businesses make it through the coronavirus crisis. But reports are some lawmakers are not warm to the idea of simply sending checks to Americans and pumping bailout dollars into the many sectors of the economy that are suffering from lost income. The Trump plan would give most working Americans $1,000 to $2,000. That is more governors are ordering dramatic new measures to try to stop the spread of the virus. Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan banning gatherings of more than 10 people, and he's upset at folks who are flouting such orders.
Some people are treating this like a vacation or a spring break with parties and cookouts. If you are engaged in this type of activity, you are in violation of state law.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, class, it's just me today. And I've mentioned very early on that our farm is in lockdown. We are a biosecure facility. So we're not letting people just show up. Our gate is locked. And when I mentioned weeks ago that we were in lockdown, I even read the emails that I sent to some of our instructors What I tried to say in a polite way was, don't even think of coming here. Don't think you're coming here. And, you know, if you haven't prepared, that's your problem. I mean it. I can't believe the stupidity that abounds in the United States. Even people who proclaim that they're smart, even broadcasters who act like they're smart. So, Mr. Harris was diagnosed with the coronavirus. And the article goes on to say, and I don't like reading articles, but I have to today. Because I have to put this in perspective. Because it, what is it? It's like there's very, very, very few people who actually believe what I believe, that this is real and people are going to die. So I have to read these articles because here are a few opinions. And you know, this time the mainstream media is right. And the alternative media is nuts when they say, this is a lie, this is a hoax, this is a fraud. Yeah, maybe some of these conspiracy theories may pan out to be true. But the point is, if you don't survive it, if you're just wasting your time thinking about who done it, you probably won't make it. You need to act right now. I mean, seriously act. And the Finelli family is in panic mode. Panic mode. And I'm here to say that if you don't feel a sense of panic, you're stupid. I don't normally talk this way, but I'm trying to make a point. So, Mr. Harris was diagnosed with the coronavirus. They told me, the article goes on to say, they told me they didn't have a cure. Harris told the New York Post from his hospital room where he was still hooked up to oxygen on Thursday night, I just wanted them to tell me if I'm going to live or die. Harris, father of four children with three grandchildren, believes he was exposed to the coronavirus at another hospital when he went in for an appointment that wound up being canceled. Within a couple of days, he said, I felt like he couldn't clear his throat. He couldn't stop coughing. By the next day, he had a fever and headaches. But the worst part was the body aches. On a scale of 1 to 10, he said, the pain was 15. You know how when the nurse says, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel? You know, he's, 3, 4, 5. He said, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 15. The pain is off the charts. Everything hurts. Nose, toes, ears. And ears, Harris said. It was like one big ball of pain. He said he cried like a little girl when he moved from his bed to his nearby chair. 3 days after his symptoms, he said the fever had begun to wane and it seemed like he might get better. But then it returned with a vengeance. He felt like he was choking every time he breathed. Imagine your lungs turning solid. It's like suffocating without holding your nose, Harris said, who owns an auto body shop and typically runs 5 miles a day. So this is not some old guy. This is not some guy who's not healthy. People who run are pretty strong and they've got pretty good lung power. They can't run, right? Every time I lay down, my breathing gets lower and lower. Though I thought my lungs would fail me. I was screaming for mercy and praying to God. By the time Harris made it to the hospital, it was taking him an hour to move 50 feet to his bedroom. He had to stop twice, lie on the floor, catch his breath before reaching the door. Yet his doctors were incredulous when he tested positive for the coronavirus. He was the hospital's first case. When the doctor said they would try everything, Harris said he was eager to fight. The doctor said to me, look, I've been on the phone with people all over the world who are trying everything they can. We are not going to let you die. Harris said the doctors gave him a cocktail of vitamins, including lots of vitamin C, cough medicine, and experimental antiviral medication, malaria vaccine, and antibiotics. They told him they were trying to jumpstart his immune system. They also told him to pray. On Sunday, his fever broke after almost 2 weeks, and on Tuesday, he used the bathroom for the first time by using a walker. His pain was now half of what it was before, a 7, he said. Still in complete isolation, he received no visitors in the hospital. Every 6 hours, his temperature is taken by a medical staff wearing gloves, a yellow paper suit, and an inverted face shield with an N95 mask underneath and a surgical mask over the top. They gave him cough and pain medications. There's a doctor who is an infectious disease doctor at the hospital, told Harris that he's not out of the woods yet, but he's improving a little every day. He said it could be a couple months before he's on his feet again. Harris said he was afraid for the worst. His daughter is a registered nurse in Ohio. He's a tough guy, and he's been through through a lot. So to hear him tell me that he thought he wasn't going to make it was sad and scary. Harris has said that he learned that everybody needs to be ready for coronavirus. People have to take this seriously. The virus is a monster trying to kill you. Buying all the toilet paper is a waste. All this toilet paper is a waste of money. You won't need it if you get sick, he said. That's the end of the article. So for people who say this is no worse than the common cold, well, I guess that's an opinion that is not accurate. So recently I wanted to buy some, this is, I'm off the article now. Recently I wanted to buy some concrete mix, 80-pound bags for the farm. So I called the company where I normally buy these things, and I got the price, and I have an account there. I have an account for the farm we've been buying, probably for 15 or 16 years from the same company. I know the manager. I call him on the phone, and I can say, here's what I'd like to do, and they'll have it ready for us. So I called him, and I said, I'd like to buy X number of bags of 80-pound sacks of concrete mix, also known as sackcrete, for the farm. And I asked him if it could be prepackaged and placed on a pallet, shrink-wrapped, so it could be, we just arrive, call them and say when we're going to be there, if it could be packaged on the pallet, wrapped in shrink wrap, and so they could just come out with their forklift, put it on the truck, hand us the piece of paper, we could sign it, you know, the sales slip, sign it, saying that we received it, and they could bill us via the mail. The manager said, you know, appreciate that. That is what we're doing now. That is the policy. That is how we handle transactions now. It's called curbside service or carryout service. That's how when you go to a lumberyard, they're transacting business. You tell them what you want from outside the building. You don't go in the store anymore. And they gather it for you, and they load it on your truck, and you either hand them a credit card, or you hand them a check, or you hand them something. You sign it. Off you go. And when I talked to him, when I talked to the manager, I told him that's what I wanted to do. I said, because, I said, we don't have it, but we want to make sure that you're protected and we're protected as best we can. And that's how we handle it. I suggest you consider doing the same thing. Business is coming to a screeching halt. Because in a couple of weeks, maybe, if that long, there won't be any buying lumber. There won't be any buying sackcrete. There won't be any buying any plumbing fittings. And that's the message we've been trying to tell people, and they don't believe it. This is moving so fast. I get up in the middle of the night. It's not just me. There are other instructors who get up in the middle of the night. Joey does too. It's like Joey and I are getting up at the same time. It's like our alarm clocks go off in the middle of the night at the same time, and we both wake up and we plan what we have to do. We do the research on the computers, figure out what needs to be done, where who's got it, where it is, and how can we possibly get it without touching it. How is that possible? That's what we're working on. That's what you should be working on. So this Biogen employee, B-I-O-G-E-N, who allegedly flew from Massachusetts to Los Angeles to China, and then tested positive for the coronavirus. This employee is under investigation for concealing symptoms and putting fellow travelers at risk of infections. So according to the L.A. Times, this Chinese citizen living in Massachusetts became ill with corona symptoms and was denied testing when she went to a local hospital. Newspaper said she decided to fly to China through Los Angeles, took fever-reducing medications before boarding the plane, and lied to flight attendants. This gal is now hospitalized. According to Chinese law, she could face up to 3 years imprisonment or detention with possible forced labor of up to 7 years in prison. So, to add an exclamation point to that, I know a trucker, and he's related to someone who works in a business that has connections to the Chinese. And his business, or his connection to the Chinese, told him that when people are infected and under quarantine in China and they just wander off, they get shot. They get shot. Can I prove it? No. So just consider that as hearsay right now, or a rumor. One police department in Oregon posted a reminder on their Facebook page. Police have Facebook pages. Can you imagine that? Asking the public not to call for an emergency if they run out of toilet paper due to the coronavirus outbreak. It's hard to believe that we have to even post this. The police department in Newport, Oregon wrote, "Do not call 911 just because you ran out of toilet paper. You will survive without our assistance." That's what they said. Next story. The governors in five states, California, Ohio, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Washington, closed bars, restaurants, and wineries in an effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus. In other parts of the country, mayors and of major cities have considered similar restrictions. In Ohio, the governor said bars and restaurants can stay open for carryout and delivery, but we can't have people congregating and seated. He says, I'm aware this will impact many good workers. He wrote this on Twitter. I can't tell you how sorry I am, but we will work to mitigate the suffering. It's our goal for everyone to get through this. Every day we delay, more people will die. In California, Governor Newsom said all bars, wineries, brew pubs, and nightclubs should close, and asked that those over 65 self-isolate. Self-isolate. That means lockdown. A few hours after the governor's suggestion, the Los Angeles mayor said that he was closing bars, restaurants, except for takeout, delivery, nightclubs, and entertainment venues, effective midnight Sunday and until at least March 31st. Class, if you can't feel that lockdown of borders, state lines, county lines.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Years ago, I built one of the very first landline to video conferencing systems. This was back in 1993. And it would share a voice and video and data and images simultaneously. You could use a microscope with it. You could send an image, you know, live. You could talk about the image from a microscope to a person on the other end of a landline with just this piece of hardware and a PC. And we did it with very low horsepower. You know, we did it with like 50 megahertz. And, you know, now we have gigahertz computers, right? Well, it worked fine. And what I'm trying to tell you is we were able to build this in 1993. And then I was involved in pioneering phone calls to computer access, press 1, press 2, etc., for the banking sector. Today, technicians are scrambling to move work computers to home computers and provide access to the work servers from home. So it's just like sitting at your work computer, but you're at home. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is I know how to do it, and I have done it, but someone's going to have to program it. Can it be done? Yes. Is it easier to do than it was when I was involved? Yes, it's easier now. But it still requires some effort. So if you think about it, all these work-from-home jobs that you hear people are moving to, it requires, typically, the phone calls still go into the central automatic call distributor, ACD, or they go into the telephone switch at the company. And then you press 1, press 2, and then your call gets routed to the right department. But now it has to be rerouted from that department to the home phones. And somebody's got to program these computers to reroute those calls. And then if you think about it, companies are going to have to reimburse somehow the employees for the extra costs. Because let's say they don't have a landline. Who has a landline today? I mean, besides a few of us. So some people have phone cards. So who is going to pay for all of this shifted cost? Since people are going to be working at home. Now, I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm just saying somebody has to figure out, a whole bunch of somebody's have to figure out how to do this. So it's going to take a little bit of time. And another way of thinking about this is, you know, those government employees who are now being told to work from home. I know they're being told to work from home. So what do government employees do? What do they do that they can do from home? You have to tell me, because I don't know. Don't do much anyway. But what they do is they collect money. And what they do is they record documents. And what they do is witness signatures. And what they do is collect data from you in person, because sometimes you have to show up and say, no, really, it's really me. Say, here's my license. Here's my social security number. Here's my identification. Here's a piece of mail that came from my house that shows that I actually live there. So when you prove your address and things like that, you have to show up. At least they demand you show up, right? So how are they going to work from home? They're not going to be able to work from home. This is an illusion. This is so that your tax dollars can keep paying them, so they don't whine and lose their homes and their cars and the benefits that they have. So they say they're working from home. They're not working from home. They're just saying they're working from home. So you can continue to fund their lifestyles. Moving on, there's a former Webster County, Missouri Sheriff's Deputy. Now, Webster County is the next county over from us. So it's not like we don't know where it is. Well, this former Webster County, Missouri Sheriff's Deputy was sentenced Friday to 15 years in prison after he admitted to sexually abusing a 10-year-old girl. So this guy was sentenced to prison as part of a deal with prosecutors in exchange for him pleading guilty to child molestation, sexual exploitation of a minor, and possession of child pornography. I want you to think about that. So, is he the only guy? Are there more? So, the court documents say that the victim told authorities that this deputy touched her inappropriately and forced her to touch him. And the authorities say they found child porn on one of his devices during the investigation. Now, the victim said that the sheriff's deputy had manipulated her into keeping the abuse secret by threatening to kill himself if she reported it. So what this deputy said was the equivalent of, if you tell anybody, I'm going to kill myself. So the victim kept this quiet for a while. And then someone else, I guess, reported it. It was reported after a hotline call to the state's children's division that sparked an investigation. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.